This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Now I want you to imagine it. Just really imagine if these were Christian nuns getting dirty water thrown at them, would the world be in an uproar? Think about that one. Now, where are the main world human rights organizations? The women's rights organizations speaking up against this evil that's going on in what's supposed to be the world's biggest democracy in India against these Hindu radical extremists that are persecuting the Muslim minority and these cowards.
We ask them not to wear the hijab when they attend.
And the hijab has to be kept outside the gate.
Have nothing better to do than to go after innocent women. Look, the one thing here I'm going to mention, it doesn't solve the issue. And ultimately, our help will come from the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty, the creator Allah. And for us, we have to be living this deen. But we can do our small part and make whatever positive effort we can from our end. Like we had our brother, professional soccer football player Paul Pogba, recently do, where he used his social media platform to raise awareness about what's going on in India. Now, who's Paul Pogba? He's the man, the brother, who talks about how Islam, how the Quran gave him true purpose in life.
I think Islam gave me this, this guide, you know, the Quran gave me a guide of who to be and why you are here in life.
More than football or any other sport?
More than football, more than sport.
The brother who said a Muslim is one who wants to behave good and send a good positive message.
Always a Muslim wants to behave good and show the good example to the world, to all the people. That's what our Prophet used to do, and we want to do the same.
So we commend our brother Paul Pogba for that. And inshallah, we have some more people of influence do their small part of speaking out against this evil, against these cowards going after our sisters. Now look at this mob. How many of you count? How many of these cowards do you count? Look at these cowards. Look at these. You have one Muslim woman here minding her own business on her way to school, dressed modestly, similar to how the Christian nuns dress, dressed also like Mary, the mother of Jesus. And here come these extremist Hindu mobs trying to intimidate her. Now imagine if there weren't any cameras and if they can get away with it, the kind of things that these people would perpetuate and do to these women. Because that's what sick people do. These are sick cowards. But my question is, where's your buddy Biden and the bunch? Where are the leaders of the Muslim world against, as I started off, imagine if this was happening to Christian nuns, religious God-fearing women, or women in general. But they're Muslim women, so we'll just keep our mouths shut and let this evil perpetuate. It's amazing the hypocrisy and the double standards that we see in the world today. And the feminist movement, the mainstream feminist movements, they're asleep to this. Now, I usually try to stay calm and collected, but I was just imagining myself there, you know, because you watch this and the blood boils. I mean, you're a human being, you got emotions, and then you see innocent women over there, our sisters, you know, getting this dirty water thrown at them, disrespected like this. One man, I'm there by myself. You're going to go down to the end defending your sister, right? But if I had an all-star lineup, you know, I was like, SubhanAllah, who would that be? And I imagine myself there. You know, I had, let's say our brother, we start off with, if you know these names, Habib, and our brother Islam, and Ali Kedokov. So that's three, because you got, I think, close to 100 of the mob. And who else can we put in here? We get Sonny B. Williams, huh? And who else? Faraz Zahabi, huh? Who else would you add to that? Hamzat. And I think if we had this R-Star lineup, I think we'd smash these guys and teach them how to respect. May God Almighty Allah keep our sisters and brothers in this part of the world, this persecuted minority, safe, protect them, and all those others, innocent human beings who are suffering all over the world, all over the globe. May God Almighty Allah bring relief and His help, and let us do our small part and do our small effort to go ahead and make a difference, like our brother used his platform, Paul, to go ahead and create some awareness. You guys can go ahead and create some awareness. If you knew that this can go ahead and get you some reward, go ahead and hit the like button, share so we can do our small part and get the message out, create awareness of what's going on in that part of the world. And inshallah, we can get more people speaking up, and inshallah, we can be living our deen to the fullest. So inshallah, our du'as will get accepted. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.